curse of my mother stares at me in my eyes. Today the curse of my mother stares at me in my eyes. My mother said, Allah, let not my son die till he doesn't see these semi-nude women. Allah knows what a painful sight this is for me, and Allah knows what I'm going through. Remember, he did not respond to his mother because he was in salah. I don't know what is the condition of the young boy of today who deliberately, emphatically, repeatedly, aggressively, arrogantly violates the order of his mother because he has a strange woman and is going to movies. My brother, I'm afraid of the fate that awaits you. He said, let me perform 2 rakat salah. He performed 2 rakat salah. This comes in Bukhari. Salla rak'atain. Then he said, bring me that child. Bring me that child. You say, I'm the father, bring me that child. Fata'anahu fi batnihi. He takes his finger and he pokes the child. And he said, Ya ghulam man abuk. O little child, stand up. I have been accused because of you. Speak, tell them who is your father. The hadith of Bukhari, Nabi alayhi salam says, 3 children spoke in their crib, in their infancy. The child got up and they said, so and so shepherd is my father. This man is not my father. So aspirious as he was, but the inevitable repercussion and consequences had to stare at him. It is time we take the dua of our parents. When the children of today have taken the curse of their parents, have taken the pain of their parents, let us become those children who take the dua of their parents. Let us take, generally this is the atmosphere, how many mothers aren't there who turn in the night and toss in the night. I have seen such parents. Oh, the children have forgotten and the mother cries, my Ibrahim, my Yusuf, my Sulaiman, where will he be? You know, I have said this, and I say it again, and I've said it before my wife, so I don't have reservation to say it. I don't have a problem, but I just show you the difference between, with respect, and I'm not making a comparison for anyone else. I'm talking about my own. And don't get me wrong, I love my wife. I'd rather clear the air before what I say. At times, when I go for lectures back home in South Africa, and as we know, we don't have a very, the crime is rather rife. So at times you come in home, it's dangerous. The difference, both have their moral obligation, both are kind, your mother is unique in her own way, your wife is unique in her own way, and Allah reward them both. We are also duty bound to our wives, and they have done a lot for us. They have done a lot for us, and we need to acknowledge them. I always say that the woman who has honored you with fatherhood, because of her you have become a father. A child has been born, but the woman that has carried your child, the woman that has carried your child, I think it is sufficient for you to acknowledge her for that. But what happens often is, when I will phone after my lecture is over, my mother will tell me, boy, when you get home and you're in the house, then give me a phone call. Till you're not in, I won't sleep. Till you're not in the house, I won't sleep. And she's staying, you know, a distance from where I am. The wife will phone, listen, we're tired. When you come home, don't make noise. Please, we're sleeping. Please don't make noise. The children are sleeping. Maaf, jazakallah, assalamu alaikum. So after the bayan, you get your voicemail. One is your mother's. When you get home, please phone, I won't sleep till you don't sleep. I won't sleep till you don't sleep. لا ينامان حتى تنام ولا يشبعان حتى تشبع. When someone else's child cries, then, but who's the father here? Can't they take the child? The child is crying. You know, he's creating a problem. And if my child cries, apna bachcha roye, to dil mein dard. Or kisi aur ka bachcha roye to sar mein dard. Bhai, where's the father, man? Can't they take responsibility? The child is crying here, we're trying to sleep. And if it's my child, hi, just bear with me, my little one is not well. My little one is not well. Tossing and turning, knowing not the morning, knowing not the day. Forgetting that tomorrow he has to go to work, the mother has an agenda. Wallah, brothers, it is time we appreciate our parents. It is time we acknowledge them. Many of you have left your countries and you've come here to Australia for reasons you know better. I'm not there to judge. May Allah accept for whatever reasons you've come. But let me tell you, it is a big price you have to pay to be away from your parents. It is a very, very big price to pay. To be away from your parents is rather a challenging thing. You will know better how often you visit and how obligated you are and what you do. I will not make the call. You will make the call. You know the circumstances of your coming to Australia and the contact and the affiliation you have with your parents. May Allah Ta'ala reward our parents a befitting reward. Those of us that our parents have left this world, may Allah elevate the abode in Jannah. Recite Durood Sharif. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا Oh Allah, you shower your choices, blessings on our parents, Allah. Allah, you reward our parents, Allah, for seeing to us, for nurturing us, for molding us, for shaping us, Allah. Allah, you reward them. Allah, grant them good health. Allah, grant them good wealth. Allah, Allah grant us the ability to serve our parents, take the du'as of our parents, Allah. Allah, record us as obedient children to our parents. Record our parents as obedient children to their parents, Allah. Allah, forgive us for snubbing our parents. Allah, forgiven us for being rude to our parents, Allah. Allah, you reward them in the best of ways, Allah. Allah, those of us that our parents have left this world, Allah, you elevate their abodes in Jannah, Allah. Allah, this very moment, Allah, brighten their grave, Allah. Allah, bring joy to their hearts, Allah. Give us the ability to recite Quran and convey it to their souls, Allah. Give us the ability to be loyal and faithful to their friends, Allah. Give us the ability to discharge the obligations they have left upon us, Allah. Allah, make us obedient to our parents, Allah. Make our children obedient to us, Allah. Allah, guide our children in this environment of evil and vice and sin, Allah. Allah, you let us lead by example, Allah. Allah, let us lead by example, Allah. Allah, make us exemplary parents, Allah. Allah, make us good role models for our children, Allah. Allah, make us good role models for our children. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الله المولان العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders, among the many signs that reflect the existence of Allah